The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vieren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew van Vieren. Today's love message is called The Missing Link. Praise God. Let's get into a word of prayer. Lord, as I come before you in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you to use me today. Lord, to get your love message through to your people. Lord, I want them to see what you've been showing me because, Lord, ultimately it's for their benefit. It's for their family's benefit. It's for their co-workers' benefit. It's for their friends' benefit. And Lord, I know that you want to show yourself real to each and every person, each and every believer. And Lord, this is the missing link that every Christian has been missing out on. And Dad, I'm 100% convinced of that, Lord, because your love is the foundation of Christianity. And Lord, it's what gets rid of fear. And Lord, it's what gets faith to work. So Father, open their ears, open their hearts, and help them to receive. In the precious holy name of Jesus. Amen. So when you think of the Christian, what do you think of? Well, you know, when I think of the Christian in general, when I think of the body of Christ, you know, I remember the words that Jesus said when he was in his earthly ministry. And that was very concerning. He said, when he comes back, is he going to find faith? Now, if he just said that, that would be, and that still is, a massive concern. Because he was talking about the whole body of Christ. You know, when you get born again, the Bible says that God gives to each man the measure of faith. So when you get born again, every Christian gets the same amount of faith. And there's only a very few that actually develop their faith. Most of them don't. But he didn't just stop there. He spoke about the 10 virgins and only 5 went up and 5 stayed behind. He spoke about how 2 people would be in the field. One will be taken, one will be left behind. There would be 2 women working in the mill. One will be taken up, one will be left behind. So that is a biblical depiction of where the body of Christ is. And you can see that right now. Christians all around the world are experiencing failure. And someone might say, isn't that a little inaccurate when you say things like that? No, it's not. Can you name one country that has a Christian president, that has the right government working for the people? Can you see Christians getting healed one by one? Can you see Christians all functioning in their God-given callings? Do you see Christians marrying the right partners and having successful marriages? I remember hearing this one American pastor. He said that there was a study in America about divorce, the divorce rate in America. And do you know that the Christians had a higher divorce rate than the world? Do you see what I'm talking about? There are Christian marriages that's falling apart. There are Christians taking their own lives because of money problems. There are Christians moving to the wrong cities, moving to the wrong countries, and they get outside the will of God and things happen to them. You can see failure in the body of Christ. Man, I just go onto YouTube and I just want to watch, you know, different sermons by trusted ministers. And then you see these other Christians bad-mouthing those ministers. They make entire videos, full-length videos, trying to expose them. Like, where is the love? You know, like that right there is a clear sign of defeat. It shows me which side those Christians are actually on. Because you know what Jesus said? I'm going to tell you what Jesus said. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Then he said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. So that is in John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. Now, when a Christian does not walk in love, they are not linked to Jesus. They are linked to the devil because the devil comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. The devil is the father of all lies. The devil is the one that gets aggressive. The devil is the great accuser. Okay. So when these Christians go on YouTube and go on to these different social media websites and they set up whole videos against other ministers, or they preach whole sermons against other ministers, it shows me what side they're on. So you can see, on the whole, the body of Christ is not in a good place. And when the rapture happens, it's going to be exactly as Jesus said. Not everyone is going to go up, because a lot of them is very carnal. They're very carnal. They are so far away from God that they see Him like in another universe, and they stuck on this massive earth and they don't know how to hear from Him. And the Christian acts just like the world does. You know, the Christian, I've come across certain people that praise their medical aids. They have more faith in their medical aid than they have in Jesus the healer. I've heard of Christians run after money. They are so impressed when people have money. They can't stop talking about certain people that have money, and they put money on the top shelf. I see Christians going on social media websites to meet someone. They don't trust God. No. They download certain apps. They have little groups at church where other single Christians come. Like, where is the ultimate matchmaker? God is the ultimate matchmaker. Where is He? A lot of Christians act like the world does. You can't tell them apart. Then there's Christians that want to fight about the prosperity message, but yet they themselves are prospering, but they want everyone else to be poor. And they are hypocrites. If they believe that God wants you poor, why are they prospering? In general, why is the body of Christ in such bad shape? Because they have gotten away from what Christianity is really about. Christianity is a relationship. You know, when we became born again, we became sons and daughters of the Most High God. That's who we became. It is a loving relationship. Listen to this. This is Romans chapter 8, and I want to read verse 14 and 15. It says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Verse 15, it says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." God is our Father. He is our Father. He is our Father. We are His children. And you know what the missing link is? It's the love message. So there's a lot of love messages out there. And they're great love messages. They're great. You know, they're by trusted ministers. But a lot of it is focusing on the fact that we need to walk in love. But that's the second part of the love message. You know what the first part is? We need to receive His love. We're never going to be able to love our neighbor if we are not 100% convinced that God loves us. It takes faith. It takes faith to love our neighbor. Now, I'm going to tell you something straight. Years ago, I tried walking in love without receiving His love first. And I would fail, and I would fail, and I would fail. And you know why? There's a lot of people out there that do stupid stuff. I'm honest. There's a lot of people out there that do dumb things. There's people on the road. They do not obey the rules of the road, and they almost cause accidents. Or, you know, people drive at night, and they put the brightest lights on, and they blind oncoming traffic. You know, there's people out there that, you know, go to fast food places and they are in the wrong when they do something stupid, and then they want to flip everything like it's the restaurant's fault. There's a lot of people out there, they go out there intentionally to cause trouble. You know, the devil is just on them. And I'm talking about Christians. I'm talking about Christians. There's Christians that go out there and they want to fight. They want to fight with someone. They want to argue. They want to debate. And you're never going to love your neighbor if you don't know that you are loved. You can only give out what you have. And a lot of people don't realize that they have the love of God. They have the love of God in them the minute they are born again. They have received that love. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 5, that, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." We have God's love in us. And you know what? We need to keep our eyes on what Jesus has done for us. Because the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." And a lot of people will say, "Yes, yes, yes, I know this. I know that scripture. I can quote it. I know all about the love of God." But they are not staying in a place of receiving it by faith. You've got to receive His love by faith. Everything that pertains to God is a matter of receiving it by faith. Everything. We got born again by faith. When I got water baptized, it was a faith thing, okay? It's not just going under the water and coming up. Because I'm honest, I shower all the time. You know, it doesn't mean that I'm being baptized all the time. No. When I went under that water, in that pool, it was me dying with Christ and being raised with him again. I did that by faith. When I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I did that by faith. Whatever you believe in God for, it is received by faith. I know there's going to be some people out there that's going to question the love message, and they're like, you know what, Brother Andrew, I hear what you're saying, but how does that help me concerning my healing? How does that help me, you know, concerning receiving a full-time job? Well, it's very simple. All these things, divine healing, I'm going to say this right now. You know why God healed people under the old covenant? It's because he loved them. Do you want to know why God has provided divine healing for us under this new covenant? It's because he loves us. He didn't heal us first and say, you know what? I think I actually love these people. No, he loved us first. That's why he provided for us. And, you know, divine healing is a side benefit. The wife or the husband is a side benefit. Divine protection is a side benefit. You know what the main benefit is? Having that relationship with him. And, you know, you're going to get all these things if you seek the kingdom first. You're going to get all these things. But you got to go after the main benefit, and that is having a relationship with our Heavenly Father. You know, it's easy to receive from someone that you know that loves you. It's easy. And I'm going to give you an example, and I used it in my previous podcast, but I want you to hear me out and really receive it. You know, put it to you this way. Say there's a man and he has built up an international company. He is wealthy. As a matter of fact, I'm going to share a story with you. This is what really, truly happened. I remember years ago, I knew this woman, and she was born right here in this city, and she found love. Now, the man that she fell in love with, he was an American citizen, and he happened to be very wealthy. And cut a long story short, they got married, and now she got the side benefits of being rich. But she fell in love with the man. That was the main attraction. So, do you see what I'm saying? Like, people are trying to trust God for all these side benefits without having the one true benefit. You know, in the Old Testament, God said, I am your great reward. You know, people are looking for these other rewards, but he is a great reward. It's going to be easy for you to receive anything from the Lord when you know he loves you. It's going to be easy. You're going to be resting in his word. You're going to say, you know what? I know he's got my back. I know he's sorting this thing out for me. He loves me. He loves me. Of course he's sorting it out for me. And you can see that in the natural. If you know someone loves you and they say, hey, I'm going to sort this out for you. All of a sudden, there's a big sigh of relief. And you can relax now. And all that stress just gets lifted off your shoulders. That burden gets taken off your shoulders. You sit back and you can just finally relax. And that's what happens when you know that God loves you. So I'm going to read a scripture to you to help you get there. Now, don't just be quick to say, yes, I know God loves me. No, receiving his love, it has to be done by faith. Remember, you don't want to receive it in your head. You want to receive it in your heart. You want to receive it in your spirit, man, because we are spirit beings. And there's no faith in the head, but there's faith in the heart. So a lot of people that think they know the love message and they have it just in the head, listen, your faith's not going to work. You don't truly know the love message. You know the love message when it's in your heart, when you truly believe it from the core of your being. So to get there, you have to focus on God's love for you, and that is Jesus. Listen to this. This is 1 John chapter 3, verse 16, and I'll be reading it to you from the New Living Translation. It says, we know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. I'm going to read that again. It is a beautiful scripture. It says, we know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. You know, over the years, I've heard people make demands to the Lord. And they said, Lord, if you really love me, you're going to do this thing for me. And I'm honest with you, like that is just so wrong. God gave up his only begotten son. You have no clue what Jesus actually went through when he was on the earth. He knew for a very long time what was coming. He knew that there was going to be a separation between him and the Father. And I can tell you something right now, he didn't like it. He didn't like it. The devil was putting severe pressure on him, because remember, before he died, he took our sin, he took our curse. He was separated from God. God could not look at him because he was full of sin. That's why he said, "Father, Father, why have you forsaken me?" He went to hell for 3 days and he was in the heart of hell. He was being tormented. So we do not have revelation of what he actually went through. For people to say, Lord, if you love me, do this for me. Like, honestly, that's like a slap in his face. And I'm straightforward with you. Stop that. Stop saying things like that to him. That's very, very disrespectful. He has proven his love once and for all for eternity. And we need to come to the terms of that, because that's the truth. He really loves us. Jesus is the proof of his love for us. We need to keep reminding ourselves of that truth. That's why we are going to heaven if something had to happen to us. That's why I'm going up in the rapture, because I know my Father loves me. I know he loves me. I know that he's got my back. I know that he's making my path straight. I know that he's leading me out of certain things. I know he's leading me into certain things. He loves me. He has proven his love to me. It is that love that casts out fear. Some people are trying to get rid of fear by facing it. You don't get rid of fear by facing it. You get rid of fear by the love of God. That's what the Bible says. It says, perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So that's a quick test. If you want to know where you are on the love scale, ask yourself the following question. Are you afraid of things? What are you afraid of? Now, the Bible also says that faith works by love. That's another way to see where you are on the love scale. Are you getting results? Another way to see where you are on the love scale. When you're going through severe pressure, are you resting, knowing that God is your Father? Are you laughing in the face of adversity? The love message is a massive message. And the only way for any of us to really, really walk in love with others is by receiving it first. The Bible says we love him because he first loved us. And this is something that you're not just going to do for a short space of time and get your results and then go back to living carnally. This is something you should dedicate your life to. Hope this message blessed you. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
Hey everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.